Episode 100. Oh my god, we've reached 100 episodes. Anyway, in today's episode, our guest blogger, The Office Genie, talks about the benefits of outsourcing, and I also have a book and a website for you that I'd like to share with you in today's Tool of the Day.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the 100th episode of the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. Joe, you know, this podcast was originally focused on online marketing and social media. However, the guest bloggers that we've had on the show have a whole range of expertise in the world of business. And we've now sort of morphed into a show that's specifically for the small business owner. Hopefully that's you guys. We cover all sorts of topics and tools and techniques and advice to make your business flourish. Anyway, before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, Tools and Techniques.
I have a couple of tools that I'd like to recommend for you today, which relates to the topic of outsourcing. The first one is a book which I read back in about April, I think it was, this year, called Virtual Freedom by a guy called Chris Ducker. And it's all about the benefits of building a virtual team, and it certainly makes you think. I vowed after reading this book that I would become a virtual business owner by April 2015. And I'm on track, I'm not doing too badly at the moment. Chris also has a podcast, by the way. It's got 25 episodes on it, and it's all about the learnings of virtual freedom. And each episode covers reasons for outsourcing, you know, the do's and don'ts of having an outsourcing team. Links are in the show notes, by the way, and happy to say this week's show notes are green-umbrella.biz/100. Yes! The second tool that I have for you is a service called Elance. That's E-L-A-N-C-E, so it's visit elance.com. Here you'll find all sorts of freelancers, from designers to copywriters and everything else in between, all at exceptional prices as well. So check that one out. That's elance.com.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
Okay, it's time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. Please give a warm welcome to Jenny from The Office Genie, which is read by Christina Robinson of Green Umbrella. The Office Genie talks about the benefits of outsourcing, the what, when, who, where and how. Over to you, Jenny.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Outsourcing. The what, when, who, where, and how. There's a lot to consider when you're thinking about outsourcing. It can be difficult to hand over work to another party. You may well be justifiably worried as you don't know what the result will be, and this work was important. Have no fear. Outsource agencies are specialists in their fields. Your work is safe in their hands. So what is outsourcing? Outsourcing is something that has become a big part of a lot of small businesses and is cropping up more and more. It is the handing over of your work to another company for them to handle. This could be accounts, copywriting, call handling, social media, marketing, and much, much more. The idea is that it relieves pressure from you and can often be done to higher standards as you're handing the work to experts. Outsource agencies will often offer more than one outsource service so that they can become a one-stop shop for all your needs. When is it time to outsource? The best time to start outsourcing depends on your business. Maybe you're expanding and could use that helping hand so that you can keep up with an ever-growing workload. Maybe you're going on holiday and need to ensure important tasks are covered. There are any number of reasons. Busy spells, staff sickness, specialist tasks, etc. The size of your company doesn't really matter. Outsource agencies often offer competitive pricing, so even small businesses will be able to afford their rates. So who's the best agency? This is a question you will have to answer for yourself. Different companies have different ethos and therefore work slightly differently from one another. A strong working relationship needs to be developed between yourself and the outsource agency, so it must be someone you feel you can work closely with, preferably someone you get along with well. An outsource agency can even become an extension of your own office team. Where are all these outsource agencies? This is one of the best parts about outsourcing. You can use any agency in any part of the country. Most outsource agencies work virtually, so you send work through email or a shared folder, and you can communicate with the agency over the phone or through email. This gives you the opportunity to use anyone you want and therefore find the best service to suit you. How does this all work? So your first step is finding the agency. You'll be able to find several using Google, searching specifically for the type of work you're looking to complete, for example, call handling. Once you've found the agency for you, a contract needs to be drawn up. Ensure all of your needs and requirements are specified at this point to make sure you receive the best from the service. From here, it is simply a case of delegating the work as and when. Most agencies will keep you on their books so that you can give them work as and when you need to. So there you have it. Hopefully you've learned a little and have the knowledge to find the best outsource agency to suit you.
Thank you for listening.
Another fabulous article by Jenny from The Office Genie. Thank you so much for your contribution. I'm a huge fan of outsourcing. Whether it's for phone calls, design work, admin, accounts, or anything else in between. In fact, my business model is now built on training freelance social mediators who work closely with my clients, and it works absolutely brilliantly. My biggest tip when it comes to engaging with a freelancer is to make sure that they actually feel part of your team. Keep them involved in the day-to-day of the business, and you'll soon build a loyal team. We also have a private Facebook group where each social mediator, designer and team member writes a daily crossover. We all get to know each other through this channel and the personalities certainly shine through, and it just builds a real solid team. So think about the communication between you and your freelancers or your outsourcing team. You can connect with The Office Genie on Twitter. Simply follow at @the_officegenie. Or visit the website on theofficegenie.co.uk.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
As always, you don't need to take any notes as we have a full transcript of the article, along with links to the book that I mentioned today, which was The Virtual Freedom by Chris Ducker, and a link to his podcast as well as a freelance service called Elance. That rhymes. Freelance service called Elance. Anyway, all you need to do is visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/100, and you can also subscribe to the blog here. That's it for our 100th episode. Anyway, I'm off now. Take care. See you soon. Ta-da!
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.